When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is our last song, so everybody sing along. La, 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 la. And we can stay too long, 'cause we're gonna keep moving on. La 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 la
la la. It's complicated when you're running round. Hey, we don't like your sound, and your time is running out. You need to dress like all the other bands. Forget about your fans, 'cause they're hard.
Top of the world again, if you don't think it's been too long.
This is our last song, so everybody sing along. La 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 la. And we can't stay too long, 'cause we're gonna keep moving on. La 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 la.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luce Cannon, along with the Fast and Furious Baco. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I am a little tired, a little sore. My foot hurts.
Your rock foot? Your rock toe?
Yeah, I mean, fucking a lot of tapping on the ground, clapping my hands. My palms have been, they're just calloused from all the clapping I've been doing at the end of songs.
And the devil horns, they're locked into that formation.
I actually had to soak it in ice just to get it out of the devil horn formation on my left hand. Had to drive all the way home from the casino last night with only my right hand to guide me. And Jesus.
So why don't you break down what the hell you're talking about? What are all these concerts? What's been going on lately in the great state of Minnesota?
Yeah, continue. The last week kind of it was like a collision of a lot of, you know, kind of cool concerts, and I actually backed out at two. I don't know if you knew that, Luz.
I did not. Why don't you, you want to start with the ones you actually declined, or you want to go with the ones you did go?
Why don't I just, this is the way it would have went. So it would have been, it started on a Saturday. I don't know when this is going to air, so we'll just go Saturday to Saturday.
Sure.
Tesla Saturday, then it was Jeff Tate on Wednesday, then it was Red Sun Rising on Thursday, Winger and Firehouse on Friday, and ending with the reunited three-fifths of Great Rat with the Great White that doesn't have the singer.
Very complicated. But this goes into one of our previous conversations, but I'm just going to guess, because I think I know, I'm going to guess which ones you backed out of, and I'm going to say, was Winger and Firehouse together, or are those two separate ones?
They were together.
Okay, you backed out of that one.
Correct.
And there was another one, too, possibly you backed out of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which one was that?
Tesla.
Oh, I would have probably gone to that.
I'm probably going to catch them when they're coming here in a couple months. That had something to do with it. Just so much shit going on, and believe it or not, it does take a toll on you. You're just doing three concerts in 4 days.
Oh, I can only
imagine.
Especially
when you're working, and you got to move around, but... You know how lazy I am, Luz.
I'm assuming that Tesla's coming back with Def Leppard. Is that why you're waiting?
Yeah, Def Leppard. Don't forget Poison.
All I have to say is, and I don't think we mentioned this, I think I talked off mic about this, but when did Def Leppard become Tesla's employer?
Yeah, they just toured. They were actually here last October.
But it's been like for 3 years. It doesn't matter what formation they have. It could be like
Look,
Journey.
They all just get along, you know? They share drumsticks.
Well done. I mean, however that worked out, because you never saw those two paired up back in the day. And supposedly they know each other from back in the day. And that's the... Yeah, but yeah, they're definitely their 401k the last three or 4 years. My God.
So. Tesla's a better band right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, before I get into this episode, I have a little bit of I have a beef with you, a little bit of Baco beef. I got to get off my chest. That actually sounds a little gross, Baco beef in my chest. But I do have something I got to talk to you about, and that is, You know, we just got done with our landmark, groundbreaking sex, and rock and roll episode, yes?
Yeah, it was great. The editing was marvelous.
Okay, that's what I'm talking to you about the editing. I gave it to
How
you.
How good yes, it was?
The sound quality was great and everything, but I worked really hard on this little piece of music, just like you liked my little intro in the beginning, right, with all the little montage of songs, sex
songs.
Cute. Yes, cute. Mm-hmm. I had one more that I wanted you to put in there too, and we're just gonna play it. Here it is. Yeah, so what did that combine, Baco, that I mixed together? Spent hours putting that together. What did that, and then you cut it out?
I don't know. Some 80s movie you love, I'm sure. Who knows? Who cares?
No, it's just the fact that it had Rocket Queen and the orgasm from Harry Met Sally. It's 25 seconds long, and you cut it. Why?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
You're fucking pissed at me about a 25-second clip from Harry Met Sally hitting the cutting room floor?
I don't understand why you couldn't put it in there. It's 25 seconds.
How many fucking picks that, like, how many episodes do we have where it's like, what song would you like to hear, Baco? And I pick a song, and then all of a sudden it's like an entirely different song because you didn't like my pick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At the fucking first episode we did. You do it all the goddamn time.
Like what? Give me a specific example.
Well, the Kiss episode we did, the good songs off of bad albums, the first
one. Oh, yes, I do remember that. You had some bad picks. I just decided to go some of mine instead.
Yeah, well, those are entire songs that you actually hear me go, I pick this song, and then you just switch gears. Or you just cut my selection altogether.
Well, let's go back.
You're upset about 25 seconds when Harry Met Sally. My God, get out of the closet a little more often. You know, I don't know. Go hide under a pile of blankets if you're that fragile.
I think this is the kind of where we're hitting. You know, there's a lot of things that I realized early on that maybe we're going to have a disconnect and this is not going to be long term. I mean, one, the fact that you don't like Temple of Doom, that we need to get out of the way.
Total garbage.
American classic. But I'm going to move over to a more pressing matter, and that is the fact that you have rock blocked me continuously with your media credentials. Concerts.
Yeah.
But there's concerts that for whatever reason, they start in Minnesota, and by the time they get to Denver, you've already dealt with those. It happened with Ace.
For the record, you
with,
did that to me first.
With who?
Texas Hip. No. Baku.
Clutch. Yeah, but you got around with your three invites. You think that's funny? I can't even. You were on three different lists at the time, asshole. I didn't rock block you at all. You're a fucking cock blocking rock blocker.
You know
Constantly.
What? I put in the work. You know how many people.
I moved here to Denver to see some rock concerts and hopefully do some stuff for this show. And every time there's a concert I want to see, you're already there. Post the pictures, review, fucking eye contact them out.
I have a job to do, and I'm just trying to do it the best I can.
Yeah, a job of rock blocking.
Whatever, you know, you think it's easy being slightly not as tall as you? Yeah, you think you're so fucking
not even sure.
Like perfect. Oh, everything I do is great, but you never read my fucking text. And then, like, we start shows, and you're like, oh, what do we want to talk about today? And then you mention 8 things that I didn't say.
You know, I quit. I'm done. I don't know what else we can do. I think we're just gonna move on. You can have. We will split it down the middle. Do you want to be the cobra or the fire? Which one do you want?
I want whichever one you want.
You know what? Fuck it. I started this thing. You could be the ampersand.
Damn it.
I'm taking the cobra and the fire.
Fuck it. Fine, cobra fire.
Can we make... Let's just move forward and try to get this episode done, at least for our obligation. What do you think?
Yeah.
You have any other grievances you want to air?
I'm a pro.
You're a pro. Mm-hmm. But you just... Listen, I tell you what. I mean... There's no other podcast out there that would air this kind of uncomfortable, awkward intro to a show. So at least we have that as a unique thing that we're not copying.
Yeah, yes. I mean, we're definitely not bringing it around to an "I love you, man" moment at the end. So
fuck that.
But all by right, the way, so I love you, man.
All right, let's move forward. So the what's the theme for today? Since you say I don't read your text or whatever, tell me what I'm getting into today.
Fuck, I don't know. Based on our conversation,
You know what? We'll figure out the theme here in a second. But we want to stick to the show theme always, even if we're doing a different theme, and that is to feature some new rock. And what is coming out that you, I guess, through your power in the music industry, you have a review, a stream, a exclusive listen to?
Yeah, the new Danko Jones comes out next month, and this is through my tight connections at Decibel Geek this time.
And you're going to do a review on the site, I assume?
Yeah, but I think it comes out in a month, so I'll knock it out here in a couple weeks.
I have Danko's press release, which I love press releases because I used to write them back in the day, and they're all so over the top. Danko obviously writes his own press releases, you can tell. Have you ever read one?
Yeah, actually, I wonder if it's the same one that I read, because there was one that came with the preview copy.
Probably, but I was going to read it, and maybe you can riff on it a little bit.
Very good. So, let's do this.
Okay. If you've been following the Danko Jones saga at all for the past 2 decades, then it should come as no surprise that the man's new album, Wildcat, opens with a song called "I Gotta Rock."
You could shorten that down to say you would be no surprise that he has several songs with the word rock in it.
Just as cows moo and cocks crow. Just as cows moo and cocks crow, Danko Jones exists to rock. What's the last time you saw a cox crow in a press release?
Well, I used to live on a farm.
That would have played into our sex episode. Some variation of that. But it's his innate guttural mode of expression, his daily ritual, his life's work.
Yeah, you know, he goes down a very lowbrow and then drops in the word innate.
I know, and guttural. Yeah. Oh, use guttural in conversation. But there's certain adjectives that are only used for press release. I think that actually press release, there's like a whole archive of adjectives says you may only use these and it will only work in a press release. They're all so over the top. Anyway, but as I Gotta Rock cuts the leash off Wildcat and kicks into its furious sprint, what strikes you is not so much the self-evident message as the desperation in Danko's delivery.
It might be fun for the listener right now to mentally insert the word Adele every time you say Danko Jones. It's like furious. Yeah.
Adele's furious sprint. You'd think after 20 years, 9 albums, world tours with deities like Ozzy, Guns N' Roses, and Motorhead, and countless main stage appearances at world's premier rock festivals, Danko Jones would have had his fill of rocking.
So good when you get out of bed, you're always ready to go. I caught you looking like a million bucks when you walk out the door. You got something they call attitude, dripping all over the floor. Nobody says nothing, they just make their assumptions, and now you got them on all four. Just need my fix, that sticks, and all I got
All right, Baco, let's work through this. What theme you want to do? Because I sent these out weeks ago. Happy. We have Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, which are songs that immediately, you know, bring your mood up. And then we also have Your Anger is a Gift, which are songs that, because music is so awesome, you know, if you're in a shitty mood, if you hear a really angry song, what does it do to you sometimes?
It lifts you up.
Exactly. So it's both ends of it. And then, of course, we have the Gateway Drugs, you know, songs that we first heard that got us into the band and has going to
we'll save that
back
one.
Catalog.
That's going to take a little more prep.
Okay. So anyway, I've given you all these assignments. Which one do you want to do?
Well, which one do you want to do? I'll pick the opposite, and then you'll pick the one that you want to do. As once standard operating procedure at Cobra Fire.
Yeah, you're just the ampersand.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. So,
which one are we doing, Liz?
Well, you know, these days it's been a little rough for the canon. I'm currently looking for another career path. And I got to tell you, it's been...
about doing a wrestling podcast?
You know what the whole thing is that you've been in you've been gainfully employed at the same place for quite a while now, yes?
Yeah. Fortunately. Okay. Fortunately.
Yeah. So over 20 years, I've been in three companies. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking for company number four. And I got to tell you, it's exhausting trying to sell yourself. It's pretty much to basically say, here's my evidence of my purpose and validity of why I should have this. It's exhausting.
It doesn't seem like something you would struggle with, though.
Well, it is, but it's emotionally exhausting. And after mm-hmm. you're done with those types,
gotcha.
What now?
Yep.
Yeah, you put all this into it for like an hour and a half, and you're just like, ugh. And you, when you leave, you know, you may want to think you want some cold gin or something like that brings
you.
I've
had cold gin. It is disgusting.
I've seen the video. All right, so, you know, this kind of goes in because we're kind of doing not a complete set plan, but this one is both fits on my happy, happy, joy, joy list. And did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that reference. But basically...
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yes. So basically I have my gateway drug and one of my happy songs is from David Lee Roth. And I actually was a David Lee Roth fan first. Before Van Halen, because it hit me when I was like 13 years old, and they constantly had that Dave TV on MTV with the gigolo and the California girls with just tons of just like half naked ladies on it, and that was my introduction. I was like, this guy is the coolest guy in the world, and that was my first version of it right before the 5150 was coming out.
Sure seemed like it, didn't it?
What do you mean?
Like he was the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah,
a brilliant man once wrote an article about that.
Yes, and I suggest for anybody to go listen to David Lee Roth's podcast, where he just basically riffs like he's just snorted a rant.
It is hard to get through a whole episode.
Oh no, you can't make it through. But he just basically snorts a rail and then he just goes for like 15 minutes, hardcore. But there's the things that he's like an idiot savant or something like that. He's just like just. Goes,
I'm just
right?
saying, savant, man. I have so much love for that guy. He's nuts.
As do I. I'm just saying, but he's all over the place, you know, in a great way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, check it out.
Again,
I mean, you get your first 5 minutes, you'll have every episode for the most part.
Right, but you can tell how that would be frustrating to be on a bus with that guy, too. You know
what I mean? Yeah, so, any kind of relationship wouldn't last long, you wouldn't think.
No, because like you said, 5 minutes, you're like... First four, you're like, this is awesome. At five, you're like, I'm good. But anyway, so the first, one of the first songs I ever heard from was the classic Eat 'Em and Smile, right?
Oh, well, not for me, but yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah. So, you know, everything about that album was bizarre to me. His makeup on the cover, yeah. the term Eat 'Em and Smile, he's basically like nude on the back, crouching in like a jungle or something. It's very odd. So yeah, so every time I hear the song, it comes up in shuffle, it makes me smile, and that's Going Crazy off of Eat 'Em and Smile. You got one too?
Yeah, you know, you've inspired me, and can I pick a David Lee Roth song too?
Yeah, throw it on there. We'll do a loud, drunk, and angry, like, you know, two or three songs in a row, so hit it.
All right, a little tip to Rod Kern there. Yeah, I love the song Just a Gigolo too. You can't listen to that not be in a good mood unless you're a total dick.
Well, also, I can't listen to it without visualizing that part in the video when he's just the walking through every single studio, and there's like, you know what I'm talking about? He goes studio to studio, and it's like one continuous shot that goes on for like 1.5 minutes.
Dave was should have directed everybody's music video in the 80s.
I agree. All right, so here's Going Crazy and Just a Gigolo.
Sad and lonely, want some come and take a chance with me, cause I ain't so bad. Bozzy, bozzy, bop, titty bop.
Paco, what you got?
Oh, Lewis, well, I feel pretty happy, don't you?
After that, yeah, how can you not smile?
Yeah, come I mean, does this mean we can put our issues behind us?
That's why I decided to do this. This is therapy, man. This is yeah, on. This is, yeah. this is live
You're
on the mic
best.
Therapy for us. Oh, man, I love you too, man. Let's keep going. Look it up. Yeah,
when you say happy, I like to me, you know, you almost immediately think of that big smiley yellow face
yeah.
guy. But I get happy just sometimes certain songs just gutturally punch you, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, fuck yeah, that's kind of a, that's happy too, right?
Absolutely.
Puts you in a good mood, and you want to rock, and you want to like fucking put the horns up and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I fucking love the Alda Nova song, Monkey on Your Back. Every time I hear that, it's like, now you wind up with a monkey.
Have we ever featured that? I think there's some other song that involved a monkey that we featured by you before. But we haven't featured that before, have we? No.
No.
Okay.
Well, and everybody loves monkeys. Monkeys make you happy.
Of course. Look at
Except
that.
Except the monkeys. Fuck those guys. Like,
oh, come on. There's a few monkey songs that are good, I guess. I don't know. But there's an entire monkey podcast out there, which to me is madness.
Yeah. Have you met like a diehard monkeys fan?
Oh, I know of Die Hard Monkey. I've never in person, but there's the show that we featured a clip from that did that broke down. I can't even remember what. Oh, broke down. Move On off of Paul Stanley's solo album. Pods
oh yeah,
and Size.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, wait, you shared it on one of our episodes. That's where.
Right, and they also have like entire monkey episodes. They have the guy that does.
You know what's funny about that?
Podcast. The guy that does podcast, Ken Mills, I believe
does
his own separate
monkeys
fan.
fucked up.
Nobody in reality.
That's how people look at us about Kiss. It's like the way. my quick, you know, knee jerk judgment is not one I'd think that they would embrace.
Are we moving forward from this? Our monkey's tangent.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know we were still talking about him.
All right. So you're talking about, so that song makes you happy because I don't even know that song, but it's more.
It's very upbeat. It's very rocking. I don't think of any song that really gets me in a good mood is very slow or sluggish. Maybe a Sabbath tune if I dug hard enough. But yeah, it's just ba-da-da.
We'll be right back.
So this band I despise. I think that the bassist in this band has never actually played bass on the record. It has no connection really. No. And the, you know, they've put out four albums, each progressively shittier. They've never had, they used to have like one or two nuggets, and one of them we're going to play that is definitely their best song. And that is 6 a.m.
Oh.
Now, I do not like their music overall. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure if you know this, but I believe most of the albums have drum tracks, or they have a session drummer or something. They never feature the drummer in the band. They always throw three guys. But it's,
right,
it's
yeah,
not
I did know
the
that.
Drummer.
Yeah, it's whatever, the singer, the DJ Ashbaugh on guitar, and Nikki
right.
Is the creative visionary. Or the yes. name to make them get better.
Games. How are they live when you saw them? Decent?
They were good. I mean, I don't like them. But right, as far right. as they sounded good, and it was clearly live, so. You
know, that's good. Yeah. Anyway, enough bashing them. This song increases my mood. It gives me basically a boner of happiness every time, and that is Life is Beautiful. All right, Paco, let's go back to some of the concerts you referenced in the beginning of the show. What you got?
Well, the first thing up this week was Jeff Tate's the Whole Story Tour, which is, I don't know, we've talked a little bit, but it's...
acoustic.
Yeah, to describe it for people. And, you know, it's a full acoustic backing band, four-piece. He had a violinist, two guitarists, and a percussionist. Sounded fucking amazing. I was way better than I thought it would be.
You got a picture of him before or after? That
it was after. Yeah. It was and it was not, it was like, it was with the press passes, they just gave me and the guy I took meet and greet passes.
Okay. Was it just him or did he have an opener?
No, it was just him too.
That's what I figured.
It was about it 2 hours. Yeah. Almost a solid 2 hours they played.
Not that big of a fan, but it sounds like a very unique experience on your end. And I did hear... why don't you break into it? But I did hear a little clip that you posted, and it did sound really good.
Well, I go into it in my review a little bit, but we can talk about it here.
Yeah, break it down.
I kind of refer to Jeff Tate as a square peg in a round hole. You know what I'm saying there? Like, he always was just a bit odd for the whole scene. Like, he really
everything.
He fits, like, yeah, everything about him, from his vests to his riding a Harley while talking about his vineyard. I don't know, but he also comes off as very genuine, but it almost seems like he aspires for something much more grand and elegant than his fan base provides him.
Well, right. I mean, I've seen him in interviews saying that our music is much more complex and superior than other forms of metal, like putting down his genre at the same time of doing that. And, you know,
he's not wrong though.
Oh, I know. I know. It's kind
I mean,
of like
it's smug.
I kind of always thought is Operation Mindcrime is kind of a hard rock version of Pink Floyd.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that was kind of the breaking point. It seemed like the more successful they got from that point on, the more confident he became in his weirdness. But the where I'm going with this is that, like it or not, his core fan base is still the core fan base for Dokken, for Wasp, for Rat, for Poison, Motley Crue. And these are not the most elegant, dignified people, you know what I mean? But let's make no joke, this was an evening with Jeff Tate.
Yes.
This was
welcome.
Not fucking play something off Warning, you know, or... there was a guy who, at the back of the bar at one point, because, you know, he takes breaks and regales us with tales of...
was there a lot of talking in this?
Oh, yeah. Not a lot, but he told probably 5 or 6 stories. And none of them I'll give him this. It was music heavy. So when he does take a break, they didn't run, like, more than 2 minutes. You know, there wasn't a lot of insight either, by the way. It was more haughty. But yeah, there's one point where he's holding his little, you know, stemless wine glass, and someone from the back of the bar, is he yells out like, "What are you drinking, Jep?" Okay, and I have witnessed and been on the receiving end of that cat call many times, and it is very clear that guy is like, "I'm gonna buy the band a round of shots." And this was not, and of course he doesn't get it. He's like, "Oh, it's some Australian wine, such and such Pinot," I think he kind of killed the guy's mood, which is good. But yeah, about half the people there, they're wearing dirty fucking clothes, dirty winter coat.
Isn't just, it amazing?
And why do so many like metal fans, especially when they get overweight, insist on tucking in their fucking t-shirts? And it's like, and the guys who tuck them in, they always want those t-shirts that have like the most elaborate, gaudy, full-color print that, because it's on a fucking t-shirt, looks like shit.
You know what I like? What I like about rock concerts is, well, first off, when I look around a lot of times for hard rock, I think, A, you shouldn't be here because it costs you a lot of money to be here, right?
Yeah.
And then, not to sound like a bunch of pricks, it's just the fact that I look around. I will tell you what, when I'm not happy,
money on concert tickets, you could have a coat that and be able to wash it.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy detergent. You can get all kinds of great other products for not spending $50 or more when you combine all your alcohol minimum in your ticket price. But the point being is that whenever I'm down the dumps, I just look around me. I'm like, I'm in a better situation than these guys. I'm like, but I also question why
was loose cannon, by the way, people.
but I also
find him at the Buffalo Rose in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. That's gonna be another ego booster. That's what I do. I go there, and I'm always like, and I always question. I've said this many times when I'm a group of buddies, when we're out there. So I go like, I question why I like this music so much. Because I'm like, and it also frustrates me because I that's a dog. I'm like, I would like to know these people off because it's very hard for me besides like looking for guys online like you to find somebody that can talk about this shit, you know?
I'm with you. I think I'm just as judgy, but I don't look at it as a negative because, you know, one thing that I mean, how many fucking concerts have we been to? I've never seen anybody get stabbed or shot or robbed or raped.
These are
good people, you know? And so,
absolutely.
And I'm really more making fun of them in the sense of did you really think that you were coming to see this and you were going to get a fucking queen right you, man? I mean, it was clearly an acoustic evening. It was like, and of course, he's a smug, pretentious prick, so he's going to expect you to maintain a little dignity while you're there. The point being is that it's got to be tough for Jeff, I think, and not to feel sorry for him. And by the way, he seems genuinely happy, so I don't know that he is breaking this down to the level I am, but it would be difficult because he clearly aspires for something a little more grand than his audience will provide him. And when you have that, and he's up there telling stories about like, oh, so my agent calls and says, we got you booked in Lima, Jeff. And I'm like, Lima? I love Peru. The mountains, the climbing. I'll go up to the end. Jeff, not Lima, Peru. Lima, Ohio. It kind of goes over the heads of his core audience. And the thing is, like, deep down, he wants all of his fans to be like the highfalutin douchebags that he is.
Right, and, but they also probably thought that Lima is referring to an animal.
Probably. You are on fire today. Again, he's going to be at the Buffalo Rose in a couple of weeks, people. You can take it up with him there.
Be sure to tackle. If you see a smug prick that's a little past 6 foot tall, tackle him.
Yeah, he'll have a punch me in the face grin.
It's my only grin.
It's your only smile. Yeah, I always think of that when we're doing a podcast. It helps me put in the right frame of mind.
All right, Baco, wrap it up. Why don't you get to what you recorded for evidence? And promise
I want to say for the record, I did promise, but I know in a way actually intended on doing it.
An opportunity presented itself perfectly from the video.
Yes, and it was, and the band accepted it. Yeah, we talked about
Aaron Lewis met in a previous episode that he had in a very pretentious concert where everybody got quiet and did what you did. So explain.
Yeah, and by the way, let me just say quick, unlike Aaron Lewis, when things aren't perfect for Jeff Tate regarding like someone yelling, does the band want a shot, he didn't throw it nutty. You didn't notice any change in him.
Nope.
So, and same with this next instance. Yeah, you said a guy there during like one of the most obnoxious parts of the show, someone yelled during a quiet part, "You can do it!" from The Waterboy and many other movies. And it, of course, perturbed Aaron Lewis, and he walked off stage for a little bit. There was a spot. I was just filming it just to go Facebook Live to share the I Don't Believe in Love, because they were killing it. And there was a spot where the guitar player was kind of hanging there, like, you know, almost like doing that rocker thing, like, yeah, what am I going to do? And then I was just like, well, this seems like a good time, so I yelled it out. You know, and of course the guitar player just kind of paused and laughed a little bit, kind of did that stage like I have to.
Yeah, but it went, but to the point, it went completely. He was kind of noodling on his guitar, and he went, and there was like a 5 second completely silent moment when you launched it.
Yeah, I picked the right time, but even Jeff was like, "Show him how you can do it."
You can do it.
Do it!
All right, let's play some Queen Shriek. What do you got?
I want
to
play.
Oh, by the way, did he ask the audience at one point to spell Queen Shriek? Because that would have been a fail.
yeah, it got to 30 people before he got someone who could spell it.
Yes, and those first.
I don't see why it's so hard to spell. You're the one who struggles with it.
I'm a horrible speller.
You big fucking. Oh, I'm better than everybody. You can't even spell fucking Queen Shriek.
Good point. I am a piece of shit. Let's go into the song.
I'm a piece of shit. The best I can.
I'm gonna be.
We're going to get into the end here. why don't we do a little touchy feely since we're getting all happy, happy, joy, joy, and we've kissed and made up, and
we did have the argument. We brought so that's music brings people together. People,
yeah,
I said
yeah.
the people twice.
And you know, obviously we're poking a little fun at Decibel Geek, which we do from time to time. But I'm glad that that the show's not ending, aren't you?
Yeah, it looked right on the edge. And no Andy Kaufman attempt there at all.
I'm just glad Aaron Kaufman's not doing a wrestling. Or Aaron Kaufman, Aaron Camaro is not doing a wrestling podcast.
Aaron Kaufman, maybe that's what we'll call him. We'll see. Anyway, so bringing it back in, and for those that are listening to this episode somehow randomly, Decibel Geek, check it out, decibelgeek.com. Baco's a writer there. You should know this for obviously for any listener that's heard more than two shows, but if it's your first time, that's what we're referring to.
Yeah. So and you're a writer too,
yeah, once a year. I have to keep my it's like if you have some certification for some industry, you gotta do something once a year or they revoke it.
You might have just tripped across the reason why I get to more shows.
Probably so. I was good to I did like three or four in a row within a 1 month period, but then I lost
that
my
was
mojo
solid.
A little bit. Yeah. Anyway, so let's bring this back in and yeah, so the reason we do this podcast, 60 episodes plus, is because music is so important to us, and mm-hmm. almost to a point where I think it's a sickness, where I constantly am thirsting for new music every Friday now and Tuesday, whenever the two companies keep doing that. And it was always Tuesday because of the fact that they had it shipped in there on a Saturday, and it took that while to put it on the racks, I believe, right?
I'm not sure what the reasoning for it. I just know that the reason that they switched it to Friday was because that's what the rest of the world did. So hopefully we won't be switching to the metric system, and or maybe England will now start driving on the right side of the road. So.
Yeah, but I think mostly it was the fact that there's so little physical purchase now that Friday. I like it because it's like if you get one, it like kicks off your weekend if it's a badass. You know, 10 a.m. it's available.
I'm so ingrained in Tuesday, honestly.
Yeah,
I like the idea that, and also like because like. The day of release is always when things are the cheapest. Like, you know,
right.
Oh, like again, you said the physical product's dying, but you know, that limits the amount of time before the new Sunday flyer comes out to get it.
Yes.
But no, yeah, so, I'm just so used to it from college to just living my life afterwards, getting up on Tuesday for certain releases, running on lunch hour. Like I want to make sure I get one before they run out.
They've usually not even put them up yet.
Yeah.
Not
that, well, that, especially now, it's like 6 o'clock on Friday, and you don't have the new Motorhead out.
Yes, it is frustrating. You have to ask them. Go look in the back. I've done that for quite a few over the last couple of years.
It's in your fucking flyer. Where the fuck is it?
Yes. So let's bring it all in. Here's one more. You have anything else you want to say, Baco, before we kind of play us out with this next song?
No, thank you to everybody who listens, and we'll be back in with another episode sometime soon.
Yes. And we'll probably dive into the anger side, or we will go into a couple other ones we've got in the works, and all of them we'll be unprepared for every time. But we've got some ideas written down.
I'm starting prep as soon as this thing fucking ends today. I'm going to get into it.
All right. So now that we've made up, I'm giving you back. You give me back the ampersand, and I'll give you back the cobras and the fire, and we'll still be together. Yes?
Yeah. And why is that, Lewis? Is rock dead?
Hell no, rock's not dead.
It's hiding, and you found it. Well done.
Attaboy.
And with that, here's a song that brings me up every time, and that is the inspirational song Fly From the Inside by Shinedown.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only. Right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.